Welcome to Little Listeners Lounge, your special corner for discovering the wonders of kids podcasts. I'm Dan Dews, the producer of the kids podcast by Kids for Kids Storytime. And with me is the innovative Meredith Kelly, the brains behind Storytopia, the ideal podcast app tailored for kids.
Together, we're on a mission to illuminate the vibrant universe of children's podcasts. Our goal? To honor and spotlight the creativity and commitment that goes into these mesmerizing audio experiences. From snappy excerpts to in-depth interviews and a peek behind the curtain, we're here to serve up a slice of the finest in kids' podcasts.
Today, we're talking with Chris Brett, the writer and producer of Armchair Adventures.
Armchair Adventures Travel Agency, Journeys of the Imagination, Mission Series 4. Uncle Chris?
Here, Connie, at your service.
Check. Customers?
Here, Connie.
Ready and waiting, can't wait.
Check. Join in at home adventurers?
Here, Connie.
Hooked and ready to go.
Check. Musicians?
Yeah.
Check. Sound effects? Check. An array of amazing adventure destinations?
Absolutely, Connie!
Such as...
archaeological dig!
Hello, everyone. So, Armchair Adventures is a children's podcast that's interactive, and it's made with older people in the community and children. And I play Uncle Chris. I write some of it, and I direct some bits of it, so I'm all over it.
Chris, my podcast is called By Kids for Kids Storytime. And from what I understand, Armchair Adventures might also be called Grandparents for Kids. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I suppose so. It's definitely all about the interaction between kids and the older generation. So, like, it's definitely grandparents on an adventure with children. Yeah.
Can you give us an idea? What can our listeners expect from your podcast? Give us a quick snapshot.
So basically, they're all adventures of the imagination. So older people and younger people go on fantastic adventures that help them perhaps learn something about something. But there's loads of it that's super fun and interactive. So we develop them with that in mind. So Connie is the main character, and Connie has this travel agency of the imagination, which her older customers, who are the people that are on it as well, the grandparents, as you say, they go on adventures together. So they learn all sorts of things, the stuff about mental health they learn, or it might be Connie's got to be in an obstacle course at school or whatever, and the older people, yeah, help her out with that.
I just listened to the Girl Power Scrapbook Adventure, and I have to say it was inspiring and motivating and a brilliant story.
That's what we like. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm super proud of that one because it's mine, but I think that, yeah, absolutely, I'm all about the girl power. I wish a woman had written it, to be honest, but yeah, second best. I hope I did it justice.
Wonderful. Something definitely to be proud of. What inspired the Armchair Adventures podcast?
So the group itself of older people in our local community, so it's in Tameside in Greater Manchester, used to come together anyway to do drama, but it's more live sort of workshops or plays for young people to get that interaction. And then obviously the pandemic happened and we wanted to find a way that we could still do that. And it felt really important to do that at that time. And Armchair Adventures were sort of born out of that. No one could go anywhere. We couldn't go on holiday. We couldn't meet up. How could we stay using our imaginations together, having fun or still meeting up? So that's where the idea of this came, and it became the framework that allowed us to carry on the drama and the performance element of what we were already doing. And then, yeah, since that time's finished and we're all back in the world again, people still just love doing it. So we've kept it going and it's been great.
Chris, could you walk us through how a typical episode of Armchair Adventures comes to life from the initial idea to its release?
Okay, so this is where it gets big. It's quite big for a thing. It's not just like one person telling a story or anything. So it'll either be something that we've learned from one of our partner schools or in the community that they want doing. We're doing an episode at the moment about Shakespeare. So that's one that we've done, but it might be something that's going on in the community or the school community we work with. And then, or we might get commissioned to do one. So we're doing some that are in partnership with the Energy Saving Trust about the circular economy. At the moment, we're developing those. And that means circular economy means how we reuse, reduce, and recycle, and how we talk to young people about that. So that's sometimes that. And once we've had that idea, a writer will come on it, and we've got a few people on the team that will do them. So there's me, Francesca, or Paul, and then we develop that with the group. So the group of older people meet every Thursday, and we'll develop the idea from there with them. I'll go into schools and develop it with the younger people as well. That becomes a piece of writing that gets drafted, or maybe a beat by beat. And that means just the story elements of it, what it'll be. We do a writer's room around that, take it back to the groups that I've just mentioned, get them to sort of agree, or if we missed anything, draft stage. And then we take that again to the older people and see if there's anything else in there that they think, review it with them, because it's all co-produced. And then we record it. So then we go in and we'll do two sessions of recording it, and then I'll also do sessions with one of our partner schools in the local area and record the kids' stuff. Some of the kids' stuff is loose, so it's like there's a question for the interactive bits that are like, what do you think about T-Rex's adventurer? And there's a ding, and then we'll write some things in as suggestions, and then it's just sort of whatever they want to say. And the older people get that experience in terms of when we're shaping it. We just talk about things or do drama workshops around them, and things they say or end up in the episode. Then we do a music session as well, and we record a song. The second episode always has a song in it. So we develop that with the older people. Then it goes to post, where we send it to Ian, who's our post-production person. He puts all the fun sound effects in it, or tries to rise to the challenge of the things that we write in there, like a really, really long fart, but really long. You have to find the sound effects for it, and then it goes into release. So a really big time pressure on them to get the content out in time, but really important that everybody's heard and involved in the making of it.
I noticed there was a beautifully produced song at the end of the scrapbook adventure. Is that something you do on every episode?
Yeah, so every adventure, we do bonus episodes as well, which is where Uncle Chris, who I play, sort of comes in. So they don't always have a song, but the core releases, the two-parters, always end in a song, because music and drama is part of what we offer. And Andy, who's our musical director, if you like, he will develop those with the participants or the people that come along, that means. And yeah, so they're all part of that. It's all based on the episode. So once it's developed, as you go through, you're finding those key elements of what the message is, what's Connie learning, what are the young people learning, what we found out on our journey of the imagination.
So do you write the podcasts for the audience of kids or the audience of older people, or both?
I like to think both. So it's always, I think everyone is a kid, really. We just forgot. I think all adults are just kids walking around who forgot they could play out and mess about. That's my take on it. So when we're writing them, it's always priority that kids understand it. Like if the joke isn't right or they're not going to get it, no, it doesn't go in. So there is that in mind. And it is written for 6 to 10-year-olds. But I think there's always a bit of leeway, like you see in sort of, I don't know, kids' films, where there might be a joke that kids will laugh at because it's silly, but an adult might take something else away from it if they're listening along too. So there are little things that might make a grown-up laugh too. The people who record it with us, the older people, are all 60 to some of them are 90. Like Ronnie was 90 last week.
I feel like when I picture them, the older people tracking their voiceovers, I've seen a picture online, maybe in your social media or something, where they're all kind of in a room together. So they're just like doing sound effects that way. Is that how it works?
Yeah. So what we do is there's a big telly in the theater that we use. So we put the script on there, and then we're sat in a horseshoe around it. And then whoever's written the episode, they'll be running the mic. So you're literally standing with a microphone in someone's face. But the good bits of those that relate, I suppose, to what we were just talking about, was that you do a lot of all together stuff. Like last week we were doing one that's about research and the importance of research and for young people understanding it. But we researched T-Rexes. So one of it's like everybody pretending to run away from a T-Rex is trying to eat us. It's got a drone stuck up its nose. So you're like, okay, everyone, go. And they've just got loads of people like shouting or screaming at nothing. But that's the beauty of it. And then funny stuff where it's like, you just scream a bit longer, so we've got a bit more. We just need a bit more terror.
Let's take a pause for a minute and take a listen to a soundbite of a memorable moment.
Oh no, what's happened?
Well, I got Keith to try on the top we made.
But she forgot to cut the arms and the head holes.
He panicked and ran off, and now he's on the loose.
Catch him!
Quick, adventurers, pretend to catch Keith, but watch out for the flying buttons and fabric.
Chris. Tell us how the podcast engages with its audience.
So, yeah, we've got our own fan club. It's on Patreon. And that's the way we interact with our audience. If you go to our website, www.armchair-adventures.co.uk, and then you click on the Adventurer fan club page, and that'll take you straight to it, and you can join us there.
What kind of benefits can kids expect?
We've got stickers for one level of it, and then it builds into, you could feature an episode, so we'll send you some dings, and then you can record them and send them to us, and you can feature in an episode. So that's our main draw, I think, on there, of being part of the fan club. And you also get lyric sheets or early access to certain things about the episodes as well, in one of the tiers, I think.
You've mentioned dings quite a few times. What is a ding?
So a ding is the interactive element on the podcast. So oftentimes during the story, we'll say something like, what do you think about what's just happened, adventurer? Because the young people are adventurers in the episode. And then there'll be a ding sound effect, and that's where you join in at home. But there are also examples from real young people that we work with.
Right.
Answering the questions too. Or it might be interactive. Pretend you're running away from the T-Rex with those adventurers. Ding. And then you can have a bit of fun at home with your family or your brothers and sisters, whoever you're listening with.
All right, Chris, let's take a listen to a favorite episode that you have.
Oh, there's loads of pictures on this first page. Are they all of you, Ada?
They sure are, Connie. All from when I was younger.
And all about Ada Page. I love it.
Oh, look, there's one of you playing hockey here.
I love the one of you up on the stage too.
That science experiment you're doing in this one looks cool.
And the big picture of you in the middle looks like a school photo. But you have a very tough expression on your face, Ada.
Well, Connie, growing up, so many people would say things like, isn't she cute? And always comment on how me and my girlfriends looked, but nothing else. And we are so much more than just how we looked. We're clever, we're good at sports, funny, science brains. Into drama and all kinds of things.
Totally agree.
Wow, Ada, that's so cool.
That was brilliant. Uncle Chris, tell us a little bit about the future plans and what you have sort of planned for the future of Armchair Adventures.
For me, it's really about getting it out there, helping it grow. As many young people all over the world listening to it would be the dream of that. So that's the future plans, grow it even more. We're on Yoto Player now, so you can get us there. And also we're the first children's podcast in the sky at Virgin Atlantic. So that's been great. So trying to add some real diversity to the stories we're telling. We've recently done one with a social group and it's about keeping their language alive and things like that. So I think adding diversity to the stories we're telling would be great. And representation of all different people. We've done a Pride episode, which is about gay parents and celebrating how different families can look. So, yeah, diversifying the stories too.
Chris, is there anything else you'd like to share, especially with new listeners?
I just think it's super fun to join in with. So new listeners, like, it's really interactive. It's good for if you're in the car and everything as well. It's a laugh for families or whoever looks after you. So you can join in together or whoever you're listening with. So I think for new listeners, you might learn something, but it'll definitely be a bit of a laugh and you can interact with it. And also, I suppose, for adult people that are wanting to get into the podcast with their youngsters, I think we're the only one that's got, I don't know, 60s, 70s, 80s and 90-year-olds in it. So that's a unique selling point. If you want to listen to some really funny older people, get involved in it.
They're really so wonderful to listen to, and it warms my heart every time I hear an episode. And I've been listening since the very beginning. I have loved the podcast. It's really wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely take that back to the group on Thursday as well, because they love to hear about feedback like that. So thank you. Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure having you here on Little Listener's Lounge, and we've really enjoyed our chat. And to all you kids out there, go ahead and search for Armchair Adventures wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Chris. It's been great chatting.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Can you choose one more clip for us to listen to play out the show?
Yeah, of course I can. This one is something that really makes me laugh, so I think that's always a good one to end on. So I hope it makes you laugh. You never know.
Great stuff. Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris. Cheers. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for your help, adventurers, but it's not working. Our voices are too small for him to hear.
Gosh, what's that squeaking noise? Is there a mouse in here? Connie won't be happy if the travel agency has mice.
No, Chris.
It's no use. He's closing the book.
Right, everyone. Arms up. Let's try and hold it open.
You too, adventurers.
I'm too tired. I can't hold it.
Why won't you
close?
Right. Only one thing for it.
Oh, no. He's going to sit on it. Look out, everyone.
It's so dark.